From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant process return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement comes after angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based government backed down from an earlier promise to give up power. Now it says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. Libya has been split between rival governments, the pro-Islamic administration that took over in Tripoli, and what had been the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Tobruk authorities are also refusing to recognize the unity government. A Panamanian law firm says millions of documents leaked from its office this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the leaders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say from what country. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's resounding win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the Wisconsin primary election Tuesday makes it more likely that none of the three Republican candidates will have enough votes to win their party's nomination. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is facing growing competition from her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News.